around Australia on the Triple M network and great stations like 2GO, Gold 92.5 and Mix 92.7. It's Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo. Get to us on Facebook, Twitter and on 1327Z. Because without you, the show is just not the same.
I wanted to talk about this topic last night and I thought it was an opportune time to chat to Roger Simpson from the Retail Solution about this. But apparently Coles and Woolies, because they're losing market share to other chains these days, like Aldi, and then there's another German giant, Kaufland, that's about to start up in Australia, they're turning towards things like ready-made meals. And one of the ones that made the media is that they're going to start selling smashed avocado. Now, we all know that, and look, it's a much maligned breakfast, but I've got to say, it is my favourite breakfast. A nice piece of sourdough toast with some smashed avocado, a bit of feta and a poached egg on top. I just think it's beautiful. Now, if you go out to a cafe, it'll cost you $30, and that's why they say you shouldn't have it. But I think this, you got to draw the line, don't you, at going into a supermarket to buy pre-smashed avo. But maybe it's the only answer for Woolies and Coles. As I said, Roger Simpson is the CEO of the Retail Solution. He joins us now. Too hard to smash an avo ourselves, Roger.
Got to get someone to do it for us, Stephen.
Mate, is this...
What's going on?
Oh, look, I like nothing more than buying an avocado, letting it get ripe in the soup, the salad bowl at home for a couple of days, smashing it, and I can never get it smashed right. I can never make it look fancy like the restaurants do. But, I mentioned this at the top of the program, cost of living is going through the roof. Why is it that we are buying such expensive stuff? Like, the reality is you can get an avocado for about $2.50 and smash it yourself. I imagine the pre-smashed stuff is going to be a lot dearer than that.
Yeah, look, it's a fascinating topic, Steve, isn't it? And that whole cafe restaurant thing, though, is a lot about experience, as you know. It's about you catch up with your mates, et cetera, and have a coffee and have your smashed avo on toast. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because it is quite pricey. And I've seen today that there's a price being bandied around that you can get it from Coles for $4.50.
Okay.
So that's gonna certainly tempt a few shoppers, I would suggest.
Now, why have the supermarkets decided to go in this particular direction? Because Aldi kind of broke the mold when they came into the marketplace. I mean, they're less product lines, more kind of a warehouse style setup. They don't have a lot of the pre-made stuff that Coles and Woolies would have already had.
Yep.
Is this a matter of saying, well, hang on a sec, if you go to Aldi, you get this many things, we're expanding our repertoire?
Yes, I think it's a few reasons. It's just as you said, it's all about trying to, how do I get the shopper to come to us? And they've been beaten on price by Aldi, because Aldi, and there's a, I think, Choice did the research some months ago, and Aldi came out, I shouldn't say on top, they came out on the bottom of what it actually cost per basket size.
Yep.
So they're doing a really good job. Costco have also cornered that market about cost, and Kaufland are coming in, as you mentioned, as well, and they're going to be about price. So Woolies and Coles are under intense pressure with their margin. So, and I think it's actually quite a smart strategy as well, because they are ahead of the trend here. Because, and I can't believe this, Stephen, again, it's been reported that about 30% of us have no idea what we're having for dinner until 5 o'clock. Now, that's not too surprising, but 50% don't want to cook. So maybe that's just males. I don't know, but...
Yeah, look,
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I get the convenience angle, but as I said, I mean, with the cost, like the constant complaint is cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking yourself is the cheapest way to live.
Absolutely. And but Stephen, and we keep having this debate or this comments made about every 10 years or so, we're so time poor. Every generation after every generation is so time poor. And I understand it as well, because the cost of living is going up. The we've got a massive mortgage, and so both partners have to work. So there's a lot of pressure. And when I grew up, my mother never worked, and she was always home, so she'd always cook and shop when she needed to. So there is that dynamic that's changing. And but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's expensive going out for dinner. But now, of course, there's so much convenience. We've got Uber Eats. We can order anything we like.
Yeah.
So there's all these things, and I think what Coles have identified is there's a growing demand for people to come in and buy healthy and quality products, not the microwave meals that taste disgusting, but they've got this semi-prepared or fully prepared or whatever it might be, pick it up, take it home, heat it up or whatever you need to do, and bang, you've got dinner organised.
The thing I find interesting about this strategy is that, as you say, the opposition, so the Aldis and the Costcos and the Kauflands, yep, have gone in the opposite direction. They've gone the Jetstar route, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yes.
Coles and Woolies are now going to go further towards the Qantas route. Are they going in the right direction, in your view?
Yeah, look, I think this is certainly a niche market that they can capture, and they've also got, because what they're doing is with their smaller format stores, and you're seeing these popping up in downtown Sydney and also here down in Melbourne, and these are the sort of the metro stores, so they are smaller footprints, don't carry the big range, but carry more sort of artisan stuff that's more based on the demographic. So, yeah. And there's high margins as well. This is what they're trying to get around. They're not competing head-to-head with Aldi on these products.
So, for instance, you know, Coles and Woolies in, you know, somewhere like Bendigo or Gladstone or somewhere like that might not go in this direction, but somewhere in Toorak or Double Bay or whatever might.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Well, I was in I think Rose Bay or somewhere around there, and I was walking along and saw this Coles supermarket, and it wasn't on the main road. It was behind a set of shops, but you walk in there and it's a metro store. So, and there's, you know, some really nice products in there, and there's a barista, of course, and you can actually get your ready made meals, and so it's a really big trend, and of course that's what they, and of course the smashed avo is going to be for, you know, they're going to do the Monday to Friday theoretically, but it's about capturing people going to work, coming off a train, etc. Never had time for breakfast because they're too busy partying the night before, or whatever the reason might be.
Yeah.
Or working five jobs. So
I guess it begs the question, Roger, because I know Woolies did try to go down this kind of avenue a few years back with that. I think it was called Thomas Ducks or something like that, a different brand, which didn't work. Is this kind of more of the same, or have they learnt from that experience and do things differently this time, perhaps?
Yes, I think very much learnt from that, and I think from what I'm seeing with this, I think it's, as I said before, it's a really good initiative, and I think it'll go really well because it's there's a big trend for this now, and you know, based on that research around, you know, 30% of us don't know what to buy before 5 p.m. and 50% don't want to cook. Mm. What we want these days, and this is again where all these new startups etc. are identifying gaps in the market and how do I actually fill it. And if you can solve problems, and we're, as I said before, we're so time poor, and how to make it convenient. And as you probably aware, Stephen, there's big growth in actually not just the Weight Watchers meals that are sent to your home, but you can actually organise your meals to be sent to you with all the ingredients. So you just actually have to come home and actually don't have to think about it. You got 3 or 4 or 5 days, whatever you want to choose, and then you cook your meal. So we're all looking for how do we make things easier.
Mm. Yeah, the way I do it is I cook up a big batch on Sunday, freeze it, and take one out of the freezer every day. Roger, always good to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up again soon.
Likewise, Stephen.
Thanks, mate. Roger Simpson from The Retail Solution. What do you think about that? I mean, would you go and buy pre-smashed avo at the supermarket?
Nobody's ever accused the Rush Hour's Billy Brownless of being a genius.
Drinks at bar prices and canapes.
And we've got 1,000 examples of the big man losing his ability to speak.
Well, he's sneezing and blowing away.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Out of one of his nostrils. Out of one of his nostrils, you idiot.
He's got two noses.
No, he's got one nose, two nostrils.
Billy's Idiot Files, part of Triple M's Rush Hour. Hear every single one by downloading the Triple M app.